There was an elderly husband who drove his wife through their old hometown. "Remember when that little pizza joint was right there?" he smiled. "We'd scrape together an extra dollar in change and split a pizza," they chuckled. A few blocks later, "Oh, look, remember that dance hall? We thought we would never stop dancing." They laughed as one memory after another rolled past the windows. Then he noticed she grew quiet. "What's wrong, honey?" "Oh, nothing," he smiled. "I know you better than that." After a pause, she said, "I was just remembering when you drove us down this same street years ago. We used to sit so close together in that old car. We don't sit that close anymore." He pulled over, smiled, reached over and took her hand. He gently asked, "Who moved?" I think about that story now and then. It speaks to me. I've had seasons when God felt distant. Not because he went anywhere, but because my life just got noisy. I'm sure you felt it. We just get busy. We get hurt. We get distracted. We get confused. And we wonder, where's God? Or even worse, we forget about God. The beautiful truth is this. His love never packs its bag. Every morning, his compassion shows up fresh, whether you and I notice it or not. Such dedication, such true love. Maybe today isn't so much about trying harder or getting ahead or buying your joy somewhere. Maybe it's simply about noticing that your God, who gives all of that, has been right there beside you all along. Maybe today's a good day to simply scooch back over. Stay curious, my friend, and stay close. That's where life is waiting. This is your buddy Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours. What do you say we go do a little scooching?